section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Bug in here. Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Comedy Alive from Wiener, Germany, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Jason Conquers Nature, Blake's List, 'Cause I Said So, Say You, Say Me, and a simple machine to solve a complex problem with your co-host, The Voice, and me, the Bottle Cap Kid. And now your host, his mother calls him by his full name,
Asshole.
Blake Clayton Asshole.
Blake Clayton's humongous gaping asshole. Hey, wait! Well, welcome everybody to episode 253.
Talk begins.
I was 7 years old. It was in a truck.
Who are you?
Let's just do it right at the top of the show.
Who is he? Not doing it.
Let's just
get
right into the molestation talk.
Nope.
Who are you?
Happening.
Who are you?
Who is you?
Who are you?
Blind willy nilly.
I'm who you want me to be.
Amen.
I am the host of Podcasting God.
Amen.
Amen.
Blake Clayton, and we're doing a little trifecta tonight, a little three-way, a little mini centipede. We're having a good time, just me and the boys here. We lost one. First off, drinking two beers at the same time.
We taught him well.
One beer? Two
well, no,
beer.
He's, yeah,
one
he's just
beer,
alternating. That's
two
not
beer.
How we...
One beer, two beer. Whew, look at those biceps.
This is the weirdest Dr. Seuss book I've ever read.
Let's welcome to the show the Bottle Cap Kid, Jason.
Weak. I know, it was weak burps. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Thank you very much for coming to my house. My house.
Two times in 2 days.
Two times in 2 days. We're like best friends now. We like to do everything together. You can have my wife, I take yours. That's a better deal for you.
My wife is like my hand, so it's like I'll have sex with your wife and then I'll jerk you off.
That sounds splendid.
Is that what's happening after I leave? I hope.
He's always, you know, there's another nickname. Sharp Dressed Man. I think Sharp Dressed Man is a new name for you.
The Dappercaster.
The Dappercaster.
Dappercaster. He's known as the Dappercaster. He's known as the Voice. It's the one and only host of Drunken Lullabies, the one and only Dustin.
Hey, hey. What's up? I'm drinking. I got beer. Let's get things cracking.
There we go. I was like, how do I, if he forgets, what do I say?
Oh, I never forget.
How are we going to get things? All right. I can take the women's sunglasses off that Jason let me borrow. The last episode we did, I was blinded.
By the light?
Woke up like a douche, another roamer in the night.
Wrapped up like a douche.
Wrapped up like a douche, another roamer in the night. There was a big gorilla. The sun was bright. I could not figure out what was going on.
Those sound like actual song lyrics. There was a big gorilla and the sun was bright.
I mean, Springsteen wrote that song, so yeah.
I like the way
he has a song called Jungle Land. Perfect.
They shut down the factory. The sun was light.
Gorilla gaping head wound. Afternoon delight.
What did he say? Gaping asshole when we first started?
Yeah, gaping asshole. No, can you push that down just a tad bit?
The camera?
Yeah, because a lot of people are going
to... No one wants to see me.
There we go. That's perfect.
All right.
We all want to see you. We will hopefully be broadcasting this
live
on PiaVision.
Oh, okay.
PiaVision.
I'd like to do Facebook Live, but I can't hold my phone and direct traffic.
I can.
Let's get young Eli in here to do it.
But I don't have administrator approval.
Well, you know, neither does Molly.
I have a little story I want to tell you fellas. So I'm a big fat guy, and I go to the gym a couple times a week. It's becoming increasingly harder to go to the gym.
How hard is it?
That's what she said.
Blake, I know you were going to the Riverplex. Is that still happening?
Nope. Nope. Molly actually said to me, I'm just going to take you and Garrett off of the thing because Garrett, when he's here, we're too busy and you never go. But I told her, I was like, if I can get a different position at work, like by the time I get home, my legs, my feet hurt so bad that going to the gym.
Well, is she penalized if you're on there and you don't go?
I think it costs a little more.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's why I was wondering.
At work, you're being beat about the head and forearm by a welding robot every day. So I bet you are pretty beat when you get home.
Right. So, you know, I think I was podcasting and stuff. I was executive producer and all that stuff. And
big wig.
Yeah.
Well, I still go a couple days a week, and I hate it. I always hate working out. I'm not the guy who's like, you know what? It's worth it because at the end of the day, I feel – fuck that. I hate working out. But if I don't do it, I'm just going to be I'm a big fat guy right now, but I'll be a massive fat guy if I don't work out. So I do that just to maintain what I have. I got home the other day, pulled into my driveway, as I'm apt to do.
Sure.
And my garbage can sitting in my driveway because I moved it up to – I'm going to put it away when I get home, and I'm getting home. But – before I get out of my vehicle, I see a prowler outside of my home.
Oh.
Dressed in black?
All black. And I think, you know what? I have to terminate this prowler.
Right. And in Illinois is a conceal and carry, so.
The prowler is in the form of a 4-foot black rat snake.
What? Snake?
It's a snake. It's a 4-foot snake. And I'm not shocked by it, and I'm not scared by it, but I see it outside. But I stay in my truck because I don't want to scare it or, you know, get it all riled up.
You could run over it.
I could have, maybe. Potentially, I could have.
If you flick your headlights twice, it probably would go away.
That's the international snake sniggle.
Snake sniggle? I love a good snake sniggle, right?
You know, midnight rolls around, those infomercials come on. I pay $19.99 for a snake sniggle.
That's how we can...
That shipping and handling's $19.95.
Oh, that's how they get right. You.
You get the second one free, though, if you call right. Now.
So I see this snake sniggle. And I'm thinking, I've seen them before. I've seen snakes of this size in this area. I know they exist. I also know they're not venomous. They're constrictors. They eat small rodents. That's how they survive. So I'm watching it, and there's all these birds, like, dancing around it. And I'm thinking, what? That's interesting to me.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Like
the hustle. They're all
like
doing the hustle.
River dance?
They're doing
the... Oh, they're doing the hustle.
They're being led by Michael Flatley.
They're whipping and or nay-naying.
That's right.
Oh.
They're all doing the dab.
I got you.
And I'm thinking they're probably doing it to either because the snake is sick and they're about to eat feast on his viscera, or two, they're trying to protect their territory. So there's like all these little brown wrens. There's probably 6 to 8 of them.
I am Sven and you are Wren.
That's pretty deep pull. So was that Wren's cousin from Ren and Stimpy, Sven Hoek?
Yeah. I thought it was good. Sorry.
No, it is good.
You idiot!
You never cease to amaze me with your references. The snake goes up to my back. He goes up to my house and he's like kind of slithers along the back of my house and he goes to my back door. He knocks on the door. But unbeknownst to him, I'm in the truck and there's no one in the house. So he does a 180. He comes back towards me, and then he rounds the corner of my house like a mouse would. You know how like mice run against walls? That's how they kind of navigate. They run. So he's going against my house, and as soon as he does that, I step out of my vehicle while he's heading to the front of my house. I go to the back door. I get in there, and I have a gun back there. So I grab my gun. And it is a pellet gun, like a CO2. It looks like a revolver, but it holds like 12 rounds of BBs. So I grab that. I come out of the house, and I'm in my gym attire. And I come around the corner, and I don't see him. So I give him a wide berth. I go to the other side of my driveway, and I go up towards the front of my house, just so I don't want him to pop out at me, and I don't want to scare him. I don't want to rile him up. So I go to the front, and as I'm coming around the front of my house, first I see the snake. He's on my sidewalk hanging out. Second of all, I see my 9-year-old little girl neighbor knocking on my front door looking for my daughter because she thought my daughter
was
there.
And you have a gun in your hand.
It's like that scene in Terminator 2 when John Connor is in the mall and Arnold Schwarzenegger is walking around with like a box full of roses and he whips that shit open. He's got a fucking sawed-off shotgun in it.
Come with me if you want to live.
It's like a big slow motion moment where I come around the corner with this gun. There's a huge fucking snake in my yard, and this little girl like sees both of this shit like a rocket out of hell. She runs down the street, and it like comically so. She runs like 5 or 6 houses down. She does not stop, and she keeps going.
You're like, she's not home.
Yeah.
Get off my land.
I must break you.
Come into my house, little girl. I got bottle caps.
I see. if I've learned anything from having a child, it's that kids love bottle caps.
Come here, little child. Would you like to see my bottle cap collection?
I've got quite a collection.
Many,
on my
many
fridge.
Of craft sodas and craft beers have been through my lips.
I see this girl take off, and the snake is none the wiser. He's still crossing my sidewalk, and then I take no joy in this. I don't have a NRA membership. I don't own any actual guns. I'm not a hunter. I for people who want to hunt, great. Kill the thing. Use it like an Indian. Use all the parts of the animal. Eat it. Skin it. Do whatever you have to do.
Smack it up. Flip it.
Smack your bitch up. Absolutely. Make use of the animal. But for those who are just like big game hunting, fuck those guys. But if you're going to respect the animal and do that, fine. But I'm not that guy.
Right. Respect their authority.
That's right. So I'm there, and I'm thinking, there's kids in this neighborhood. I don't go in the woods. Snake don't come to my house. Snake don't belong here.
I want these motherfucking snakes off my motherfucking sidewalk.
Motherfuckers. Now, so do you kill the snake?
I take aim, and I fire several rounds into the snake, and it's obviously hitting him. I'm about 5-6 feet away from him, and it's hitting him because the snake is reacting every shot. And then finally...
Maybe it's jucking and jiving.
Well... I hit him just about an inch or two behind its head.
Ooh.
And it stops.
Kill shot.
It is a kill shot. And he starts bleeding and he kind of stops.
You just get a shovel, man, and you chop its head off.
Every person I have talked to says chop his head off. And to me, that is extremely violent and medieval.
As opposed to a 12 rounds of a BB gun from 5 feet away.
You know, like the French guillotine, it's probably, you're right, it is over quicker for that animal. And I did feel bad. But after that, I did unload a few more times to try to end it quicker. But still there is like residual movement from the snake. You know what I mean? Like even if it is dead, there will be some kind of movement. Like just like if you cut a guy's head off, he's going to like, he's like, going to shuck and jive for
like a chicken.
For a minute.
He's going
to
keep running.
Absolutely. Again, you never cease to amaze me.
I'm amazing.
You are amazing.
Did you make a stew out of the remains?
I did, and here it is right now for all of us to enjoy.
Ooh.
I shot it. It was bleeding on my sidewalk. The little girl comes back. I kind of explain this is not a venomous snake.
You throw it at her.
I said,
bitch, get out of my yard. I told you once already.
I said, deal with this shit.
My daughter wasn't going to play with your stinky ass anyway.
You smack her in the face with a dead snake.
She is a dumb girl, I will say. She's a very dumb child. Because the neighbor, apparently before I even got home from the gym, said, hey, I just saw a snake slithering from that driveway over in that direction.
It almost ate your daughter.
And this dumb girl comes over anyway. Anyway, I totally killed a 4-foot black rat snake. And,
good job.
Now I'm a man.
There you go.
Kudos to you, my friend.
It's currently rotting in my backyard and having millions upon millions of fly larvae being inserted into
maggoty
its rotting
snake.
Corpse.
Gross. You guys are sick.
I think I'm going to do something with its skeleton, though.
Thank you, Weird Al Yankovic. This is called Blake's List, and this is where my good friend, my co-captain, Jason, goes on the interwebs, on the Craigslist, because he never goes there unless we ask him to.
Right.
He's never on there. He doesn't look at any of this stuff, but he goes on there specifically for show content. And he takes some stuff off the free section, off the missed connections section, and, of course, casual encounters. Okay, I got you. I know what you're saying. Swipe left or right; it doesn't matter. Just swipe as you may. Swipe. Go to Page Manager. All right. So first of all, here we go for free on Craigslist this week: free dirt, curbside pickup, free dirt piled on sidewalk. I'm regarding my lawn on one side of the house. Mix of topsoil and clay. Would you like to purchase this for free?
Here's the thing. When I look at them, some of them have pictures.
Regrading.
He's regrading, yeah.
There's a picture?
The picture online is just as like a bunch of dirt on a sidewalk. And I'm thinking, how rude is this bastard to just put dirt on the sidewalk?
Right, so people have to walk around it.
Yes.
There's so much dirt.
Why would you do that? I don't know. That's silly to me.
Silly guy. Why are you grading anyway?
I will say that I have responded to a free dirt ad before, though.
Did you need dirt? Are you?
Yeah.
Was it really dirt, or was that some guy wanting to touch your body?
He wanted to be blown.
Did you blow him?
For the dirt, you bet I did.
I don't blame you. All right. Baby Dumbo eared rats. Pets only. I have babies ranging from 3 months to a month old. All different colors. All friendly and love to play. Would you like to give away? Oh, would like to give away in pairs. Willing to travel to you. What's a baby Dumbo ear rat? Does anybody know what a baby Dumbo ear rat is?
That's something else with the picture I noticed. It had
that was the band I was in college.
Oh, really? Did you play bass?
No, I was a drummer.
Oh, I didn't know you played
baby
drums.
Baby Dumbo ear rats.
You play drums, really?
Badly.
You guys only had one album, but it was like really good.
Cult following. Cult following. If you just take away the title of baby Dumbo ear rats.
There's no reference to rats in the title.
If I just read the sentence, I have babies ranging from 3 months to a month old, all different colors, all friendly and love to be played with. Would like to give them away in pairs, willing to travel to you? Doesn't that sound like the weirdest? Like,
could be human children. That they're I like that it's pets only because there are creeps out there that have 4 foot long black snakes. So like, I gotta feed these goddamn snakes some rats.
Oh, that's what it means.
And,
like, hey.
And so it's like, yeah, hey, don't feed these rats to anyone. These are pets only. And I'm thinking, this is a free meal for my snake if I'm a creep who has one.
Right.
I don't know.
We'll do one more. Free bike.
Only one more?
Okay. Well,
my bike.
Oh, under free?
Yeah, under free.
Okay, do whatever you want.
Okay. Free movie theater seats. The Morton. Oh, this is kind of cool. The Morton Cinema is reseating all auditoriums. We are giving away the old seats. Take as many as you want. Just make sure you supply your own labor in moving them from the theater.
How many cum stains do you think are
it doesn't on those? It doesn't matter.
It's not good.
I think it matters.
I not only did I respond to a free dirt ad at one point because I was trying to fill in some holes in my land, but I also responded to this exact ad because I thought, that does sound pretty cool to get some free theater seats.
Right.
It's not cool. I went there. It's a shit show. Yeah. They're all in pieces, like a ton of pieces. And they like give you a bucket of bolts. They say, hey, good luck with this. Because my brother owns a thrift store. And I thought, hey, this would be a pretty cool thing. But they all come in like a ton of pieces. You have to assemble it. They're all beat to shit. Oh. The Morton Theater sucks in general. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, that kind of sucks.
It's disappointing. It was a disappointing venture.
Speaking of disappointing adventures, how about Miss Connections? This is my favorite. This is better than the Casual Encounters.
Miss Connections, this connection that missed.
Mr. Gorillas in the Mist. All right, here we go. To Dr. X, W4M. Woman for man, right?
Yep, that's right.
You know the lingo, I don't. I was alone, desperate, and feeling worthless. Did I write this? I wouldn't have spelled.
They dipped into your journal.
I wouldn't have spelled desperate right. We met on Tinder, and one of the first nights we nearly broke the hotel bed, as well as leaving a mess for whoever works at Starbucks. Of course, that didn't last.
What does that mean? Left a mess at Starbucks? What were they doing at Starbucks?
You don't want to know.
Jerking them off or something?
That wasn't cream frish.
Can you imagine the guy coming to work at Starbucks? He's got to clean a pile of jism up.
God damn it, these fucking people! Of course, that didn't last. We met up with just to have sex, and you begged to say I love you. I did, because I'm a moron. And 2 months later, you were fucking another random girl who I'm sure by now. You've dumped. Oh, Lord.
Oh, snap.
Oh, here she goes. She mad now.
She's a man-eater.
Oh, she says, I'm not bitter. I got over that due to alcohol and random sex with exes.
Oh, good Lord.
That's the best way to get over it.
Do you have this girl's number?
I'm like, Jason, this is right up your alley.
This is my type of girl.
I'm just curious as to why. If you wanted to fuck and dump me, that'd be fine before you made me say I love you. Why even bother making me say that? Dustin, when was the last time a woman made...
Oh, dear.
When was the last time a woman made you say, I love you, during coitus? Oh, why are you
during
stopping
coitus?
It?
No, I'm not stopping.
Okay.
I think he's turning it on me. Switching the camera.
Yeah, because I'm talking, so they should see me.
He's a director at heart.
Mid-coitus, you said?
It says, of course, that didn't last. We met up just to have sex.
Like you're going at it, and then you stop, and you're like,
and it says,
tell me you love me.
And you begged me to say I love you. So when was the last time a girl begged you to say I love you?
I don't think that's ever been.
I don't think I've ever had that either.
There's commands that are shouted at times, but I don't think, tell me you love me.
What was the last command that was shouted to you?
Oh, dear.
Come on.
Yeah, that might be that might be it.
That thumb isn't going to put itself in my asshole. I had a girl who was on this show once, and I dated, and she used to want me to say her name during sex. And I don't think it was like a power thing. I think it was just a way, like it was an emotional.
So she
thing.
Could remember who she was. Right. That was so good. She forgot.
She had bipolar. She didn't know which girl you were.
She suffered from bipolarism, and she's like, remind me of my name.
We'll do one more.
It was Courtney.
Misconnections. Eastport Deck Bar and Grill. Male, four, female. To the girl sitting at the next table over from me that saw me checking you out. It was Memorial Day. Who doesn't go to a bar on Memorial
love
Day?
Love it. Best day to go.
You had a tank top on.
Nice.
Okay, that narrows it down to half the women in the world. Oh, it's Memorial Day. It's the first day of summer. You were at a bar and had a tank top. I was on the river and didn't look so hot. You got done either working out or doing something physical. Anyways, your pits were just a little stubbly. It turned me on. You were with a friend and I didn't want to intrude. You might not have liked me to begin with, but you saw me checking you out. So if you can tell me what I was wearing, let's talk. I loved the hairy pits. Turned me on.
Love them hairy pits.
We do a lot of camping for 3 or 4 days at a time.
You'd be out in nature for a bit.
Right.
Modern luxury is not always available.
Right. I'll see a little stubble
sure.
from Molly.
Sure. Yeah.
But if I saw hair that was curling on a woman's armpits. No.
No.
What, Dustin, are you attracted to the ladies with hairy armpits?
That is
armpits?
A good question.
No, I mean, Brianna comes of French descent, but she does not share that.
Oui, oui, my armpits.
Yeah, no, she
Would you not be into that? Like, if she's like, you know what, Dustin,
if she was
I
natural,
think I'm going to grow it out.
Yeah, not like, I'm okay with... You know, the winter and the women get a little lax with the shaving of the legs or whatever. I understand. I get it. That doesn't really bother me if, you know, the leg hair grows a little bit longer than it would in the summertime. But, yeah.
In the summertime, when her pits get long.
I'm not wanting to, you know, see, like, Chewbacca in a headlock, you know, under the arms.
That's better. I didn't have enough phlegm. Yeah. All right, here we go. Casual encounters. Pay attention, folks.
What we've been building towards.
Chubby sex. Woman for men. Oh, yeah. I am 64 years old. Lonely, bored, horny, no strings attached, just looking for fun. You must be clean. DDF. What's...
Down to fuck.
Is that what it is?
DDF?
No, DDF.
No, I think it's DDF is disease and drug free.
Okay. Sane. Nice, single or married, doesn't matter. I can host if you are interested. Email me back. No pick, no reply. Send your phone number. Contact me. Doghouse01993@... see.
This is what I got to ask on this one.
I understand this.
Okay, thank you. I think a lot of times there's legitimate stuff on Craigslist. People are reaching out to other people, wanting things, wanting to sell things, wanting to buy things.
Yeah, like a snake snickle.
Like a snake snickle, that's right. But in this case, I think it's a fake post, don't you think? Does this sound like a fake post to you?
No, I think what it is she put doghouse01993... at the word at .g... .m... .a... .l. I think you can't put your you can't post your
email address
on there. Yeah. But if you do it in words, because Facebook was kind of like that, like you couldn't put www.ibwip.
Well, that I think that is to like kind of filter out bots and that sort of thing from responding. But to me, I don't know. At 64 years old, are you telling people that you'd fuck around with a married guy or a single guy? Are you out there trolling for ass as a 64-year-old person?
That's like my parents' age. That's right. Weird.
That is bizarre to think about.
I think, hey, at 64, I mean, you're like, fuck it. I don't care if you're married or not. My, you know, if I wreck your family, who cares?
If you are looking for a good read, go to like reddit.com and type in like Craigslist casual encounters into the search bar, and you'll find some guys who like who do it on the regs. Guys who are out there trolling for ass, and they will give you helpful hints on like bots, on spam, on what to look for, what to avoid. It's an interesting
Don't send money to Ugandan princes.
Oh.
Definitely not.
I sent all of the FCF network money there.
Is that what happened?
That explains a lot. Like,
Dustin.
Sorry, just still.
Okay. Here we go. Anybody still up? Question mark. Woman for man. I've always hated those Zest soap commercials. If your email puts Zest fully clean, so I know you're not a bot. Without that, you're deleted. Text me at, and then it
what
has,
a random thing. Like, then it has, man, I hate soap.
And then it has, this is, text me at 540-7780-376. 540, that's not even a number.
I love this. I love when people are like, if you don't send me this, then I'm going to delete you. Like, they're in such, like, they're such hot property that if you don't text like, them Zest 2000, like, whatever it is.
Craigslist has the highest level of security, kind of like the Pentagon. So if you don't put Zest fully clean in the subject matter, guess what? Delete.
Yeah, and if you don't share this Facebook status, Jesus isn't going to answer your prayer.
Right. All right, one more, and then we'll get on with the show. Black chick, parentheses, or ethnic, male for female. So this is a male looking for a black chick or just
I'm a male.
Whatever.
Ethnic.
Just not white.
I'm a GL white guy. GL?
Good looking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like something I'd write.
Humble brag by you two. I'm a good looking white guy looking to fulfill his black girl fantasy. Never had the chance to do it to relationships, etc. Would love to see who's out there and have fun. Outgoing FWB, so fat...
Friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits would be great. I have pics to share back.
Fat white butt, is that what you thought?
Yeah. And I was like, wait a minute, he wants a black or ethnic.
Fat white butt?
Your post's all wrong. Pics to share back. 33 GL, muscular, bad boy biker.
Oh, yeah.
Now, we know that Jason has a history.
The black magnet.
The black magistrate, even. And
the black rat snake.
Nice. It's a fantasy. It's a fulfilling a fantasy. Jason, you've pretty much fulfilled every fantasy there is, correct?
Yeah.
Is there a sexual fantasy that you have yet to conquer?
Over 60.
Well, I tell you what. Here's a number. Go ahead and write this down.
We're going to set your ducks in a row.
Doghouse 01993.
I lost my virginity to a German girl. I had a child with a Chinaman. I've slept with a black broad, a Mexican broad. You know, there's been white girls in there for sure. I don't know.
Man, you are...
I've got a few
he's the Epcot center of boning.
He's like the Roman army. He's just... How about a Native American? Have you had sex with a Native American?
I'd love to fucking engine, you know?
Fucking engine?
I'd meet him at their casino.
He scared her away when he tried to cover up with a blanket. She thought it was full of disease.
It's a chlamydia-filled blanket that I'm trying to...
Please, give this blanket to your people. Craigslist. I'm on Craigslist, baby. Come on. Yeah.
Too funny.
that was fun.
It's always fun.
We did a Facebook Live video during that, and your buddy, Delay Pat, is that right?
Yeah.
He was really digging it.
Digging it? All right. Well,
so shout out to him for watching. He was popping up.
Big shout out to Pat.
Big thumbs up popping up all over the screen and shit.
Oh, wow. All right.
So, you know what? I think there was so much excitement. I think we should go to a break. I need to settle.
settle the meal.
Hey, everyone. This is Jason with IBWIP. And before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com. And as always, you can still find everything at Burns1IP at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at Blake at ibwip.com or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Dustin?
Who is this?
It's the guy that's holding up the fort.
Holding up the fort?
I'm
so confused.
All right. Goodbye.
I just got done peeing, and now I'll tell you about Rocky Top Vapor.
You did walk out with your pants completely unbuckled and unzipped.
Look, I pre-recorded the thing.
My life
is
now complete.
It's a little show within a show. And now I'm having trouble with my belt.
Well, I mean,
this is what the good people at Rocky Top Vapor has paid for.
That penis has like a worldwide punch card from all the.
It's got
passports. It's been stamped from all over the world. My filthy, dirty cock.
From Botswana to Belarus.
Speaking of filthy, dirty cocks, are you tired of the smell and cost of cigarettes? Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's right for you. Or maybe you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank, maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your own needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Whoops. Rocky Top Vapor is known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, a friendly and knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid makers from across the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee, but if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at rockytopvapor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP to save an extra 20% off the entire order.
20% off of your entire friggin' order.
You know IBWIP 20.
That's right. And you know what? I think some people, maybe they're tuning into the show for the first time. You and I, Blake, and we wish you were there, Dustin. We had a hell of a time. We wish you were there.
Yeah, I was bummed I didn't get to go.
We went to Rocky Top HQ.
Right.
I honestly, if it wasn't cool, I wouldn't be talking about it. It is a really great place. It's so modern. It's so clean. I love Rocky Top Vapor. And if you can't make it down to Johnson City, save 20% by ordering online.
Sure. And I bet if you're in Johnson City and you go in and say, can I use the promo code IBWIP20, I'm sure they let you.
Totally. If you are in Johnson City and you're drinking a Mountain Dew, it's the home of Mountain Dew.
Sure. And you can't get it at any restaurant.
Right, because, was it, Coke bought everything out?
Yep.
So good play on Coke to go into the
good
home.
Good on you, pop guys.
Go to RockyTopVapor.com. They've got all the best stuff there. 20%. Save 20% on everything right on their website. It's a great deal.
But you don't have to take my word for it. Ba-dum-bum.
Here's some testimony.
Welcome to another rousing episode of How Simp Sees It. Do not adjust your headsets. Now, that is the co-host with the most, Mr. J-Rod, over there.
Hello again, everybody.
Who are we, though? We are just two dudes that were educated in the films, and we like to talk about things in a very non-artsy way. We just like to keep it a little fast and loose here on the podcast, just for you. That's the basic gist and the long and short of it, so that's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad you had to explain to me that was cool. Hey now, this is Simp from How Simp Sees It. What's that? Well, it's the weekly podcast for everything movies, TV, pop culture, and entertainment related that might be out there on the World Wide Web. Check us out each and every Monday as we drop a new episode with a brand new movie review every week with no exception at www.howsimpseesit.com. We're out there on all other areas of social media, and please feel free to listen to us in your favorite podcast manager. And in case I don't see you, good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Till the end of time.
That's two straight shows with George Michael.
Yeah.
Every show here going forward, as far as I'm concerned.
I can't wait till I Want Your Sex is on.
I can't wait till You Want My Sex.
Come on.
Ooh.
Yeah.
From time to time, and it seems when it's the three of us, this is really a little bit that we do or a segment that we do. It's called Because I Said So. We're all parents.
Yep.
Awesome dads.
Yeah, totes.
Totes, man. WTF. LOL. Mahogany Shimonogany.
I do not take parenting advice from Mark Maron. He has a cat.
What the fuck?
They either die or they don't stick around. They just go.
Boomer.
Boomer
lives.
And from time to time, I look at different situations that are around me and how people parent their children. We were on a camping expedition during Memorial Day weekend, and at 6:30 in the morning, there's this little boy and this little girl just screaming up and down the road, riding their bike, just causing massive chaos.
Yep.
At 6 o'clock in the morning on the Monday morning.
No.
There's quiet times. In most campgrounds, there's quiet times.
Yeah.
Okay, it's... I don't know what time it was, but it was definitely supposed to be after 6.
Right.
And so, Molly and Eli can sleep through a hurricane if you get Molly to sleep before it starts.
Right.
But not me. So I get up and I go out there and I crack open a Mountain Dew early in the morning. And I sit there and I like to watch other campers.
Mm-hmm.
I like to watch them set their stuff up. I like to watch
you
them.
Like to watch them in the tent.
I like to watch them. Hey.
A lot of silhouette fucking.
Right. Oh, I don't know what shadow puppet that is, but that looks impressive.
Why,
right.
Why do you like to watch them?
I just like to watch how people, like, when they piddle around like I do. When I camp, I piddle around all the time in my sight. You know, I'm moving stuff around. And but, you know, here's these kids. I'd say the girl was 10, and the boy was like 4.
Why aren't they sleeping?
That's a good question. But they're just causing, and then I go outside, and the mom, who weighs about 600 fucking pounds, how she
nice.
She shouldn't have been in that pop up in the first place. There's no, I don't understand. They must have
BWB, big white butt.
She's just sitting there, and the dad is just sitting there at the picnic table. So it's like, to me, I'm like, why aren't you telling your kids to shut the fuck up? And or later on that day, Molly got, I was like, hey, our kids don't do that kind of shit. Because she did hear him. She eventually, she heard him. I said, did you hear him this morning? And I'm like, our kids aren't like that. Why are our kids not like that? And these kids are.
They understand respect.
Well, and Molly, one of the things that Molly said was like, she's like, well, sometimes I think maybe we're too hard on our kids. And so for me, what I kind of wanted to bring up for the next 15 minutes or so is, what's the difference between being hard on your kids and being disciplinary, but then letting them be kids, quote unquote, be kids? Where is that line? Can we find that?
Yeah, I think so. It takes a while to get there.
Right,
it takes a while.
Especially, well, and also if you have one kid to kind of do everything first, and then the second kid comes along, and you're like, yeah, that's not really a big deal.
Sure.
Like time passing by mellows you out a little bit and you're not as high strung as a parent and you can kind of pick and choose your battles, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For me, how my children behave in public is very, very important
right.
to me. Like, very important to me. And I've been out with the kids, and they're not bad kids. They're mm-hmm. you know, you guys have been around them. They're not bad. They're not bad kids. They're not going to be running around a restaurant screaming. They're not going to be throwing food. But like, I stay on them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Molly's like, you know, why don't you chill out a little bit? I'm like, if I chill out a little bit, they're going to end up being like that fucking kid at the campground, I feel like.
Do they cry themselves to sleep every night?
My kids?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, after I beat them.
Oh, then, yeah, I think you're too hard on them.
You think so?
If that's right. If that's happening.
Jason, you're a master of many things.
Right.
Master baiter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Master baiter.
I jack off a lot.
I'm
doing it right now.
What's your parenting structure? I mean, what is your philosophy at a glance, disciplining wise?
Okay, well, for those who don't know,
Bono no.
Hey, Bono's children.
Gross.
Bo don't know diddly.
Bo don't know diddling kids.
I'll drink a Diet Coke to that. Pretty old reference. My daughter. I have one child. That's all I have. I have one daughter. She is 10 years old. It's been about 9 years since I've been with her mom, and I'm not anymore. And just like all of us here, I think we have kids with people that we are no longer with. So correct. I think we are all right now of a certain ilk. So my daughter spends late Monday through early Friday with her mom, so most of the week. And so she gets that environment put onto her. And then when I come home, when I pick her up on Friday evening and then I drop her off Monday morning, she's with me then. And then so she's got a different parenting style.
Sure.
So that's, you know, I grew up with parents that were married. My parents divorced when I was like 25. So all I've ever known
is because of you.
And they told me very, very straight up when they were divorcing, it was because of me.
You and your damn bottle cap collection. It's ripping us apart.
It's tearing this family apart.
And so I've been working through that with my therapist. But my daughter, and I feel bad for her. I honestly feel bad for her because I don't know what it's like to grow up in a family that's been divorced. But she's got to deal with two parenting styles. Mm-hmm. And I feel like on the weekend, I don't focus a ton on education, which I feel like I should. Last summer, we spent a lot of time reading together. But a lot of times, I just like to say, you know what? Let's go out and do fun stuff. Let's go out and go to art events. Let's go out to a park or the zoo, spend time with family. I like to do things that are fun with my daughter. But I also get a lot of crap from my family, mainly my family, not really my friends, but my family for being a little too hard on my daughter.
Mm-hmm. My mom's the same way.
She comes to me from her mom, and she's got two siblings that don't belong to me that are you know, her half siblings.
So your ex has been around.
That's exactly what I'm hinting at, and I appreciate you pointing that out. And there's three.
She's been around.
She's got three children from three different guys.
Nice. Consistency.
Lucky number two.
Consistency.
The deuce.
I'm a big piece of shit, folks. So she has to deal with most of the week with her mom in that parenting style. And then she has to switch to a different parenting style, which I'm sure both of you can relate to a degree.
I am a little more relaxed.
I don't think I am, because on the other side, she has to deal with two other siblings, and I think it's a little bit more relaxed over there. But when she comes to me, I like things nice and neat and orderly, sure. As you know. I think you're terrified to walk into my house because you think you're going to touch something in my museum that's going to break, which is not necessarily how I feel.
I don't think I'm that extreme, but yeah.
I have OCD in my bloodline, and I can go to sleep without my shoes touching. I don't give a shit about that, but I'm a stickler for certain things, and I like to feel like I instill that into my daughter.
Right.
And two quick examples. One time we were at the Moss Avenue sale, which is a cool part of old Peoria. And maybe I've told this story before, and if I have, tough shit, I'm going to tell it again. It's a really cool sale on a really cool old part of Peoria with massive houses. And the famed architect, Frank Lloyd Wright, has a really cool house up there. Mm-hmm. And specifically at that Frank Lloyd Wright house, pardon me, I'm a little drunk, we bought some ice cream. My daughter was eating the ice cream, and when she was done, she very cavalierly threw the bowl and the spoon into the yard, just over her shoulder. And I tell you what,
you shoved her face in it.
I fucking lost my mind. I was with an ex-girlfriend, and I grabbed her by the shoulder, and I pointed right at her, and I say, "Don't you ever, ever litter. It is the worst thing you can do. It's a complete lack of respect for the environment you're in. Don't you ever litter." And I said, "You get that garbage from outside of that person's yard." And there's a big fence there. She couldn't. So I grabbed her, I lifted her up, and I put her over there. And by this point, she was in tears. She will never forget that shit.
Sure.
And that is instilled in her. And like I said, sometimes my family gives me shit for being too hard on her. But when she comes from 5 days a week being right. Kind of a lackadaisical environment into mine, I want to instill into her certain values.
Sure.
And now every time she eats ice cream, she uncontrollably weeps. And she can, nobody knows why.
She can't connect the dots in her own head.
And then at 16...
Would she like some ice cream?
Yeah.
I feel sad.
And at 16, her first job is at 31 Flavors.
And somebody's going to throw some down, and it's like the Manchurian candidate. It's going to be activated. She's going to leap the counter and be like, you fucking picked that up.
She's going to assassinate you, patrons of Baskin Robbins.
That's the worst thing you could ever do.
No,
there's certain things, yeah, that I want to instill in her, and I'm a little bit strict.
I'm the same way. We sit at this table, and we have dinner. And I have my youngest son, Garrett, eats like he's in a speed race. Like he'll never get food again.
Like he's in the military almost, probably.
Like he's in the military. Like he's, you know, he usually eats with a band of gorillas and only has a certain amount of time to get. But then Eli is a slow eater and table manners are pretty much just
Eli being your stepson.
Right. And so I'm always, and like I said, I'm with Eli.
Yeah.
Since, you know, 5 days a week as well. So, and I'm constantly like, you know, wipe, you know, I'm like that. The way you are with trash is the way I'm with a napkin. I think anybody eating should have a napkin in their hand at all times.
Yep.
That's just the way I am. And when I see those kids just eating away and there's
wiping their hands on their shirts
or just not, or my other favorite is this. I'm like, no, you don't suck all this stuff. But
that Cheeto dust is hard to get off those fingers.
I cannot, and so I'm constantly putting napkins in their hand,
yeah.
And then like I'll go back to eating, and then I look over and they just set the napkin down. It just fucking why I got like three napkins, you know,
yeah.
Crunched in my hand. But I guess you know I just wanted to. I was just interested in you know what is too much and what's not enough, and I there is no good answer, I guess. But I think my kids are happy. For the most part, I think they have a good time. I think they're happy.
You don't want to be Joe Jackson
when they go outside. When they go in public, they don't act stupid. You know, they still might do stuff that I don't like, but they don't act dumb like these kids were. Just 6 o'clock in the morning,
yeah.
And your fat ass is sitting out there eating fucking.
Quit acting a fool and get your kids in line.
Right, because for me, you might get up at 6. You might get up at 5:30 in the morning every morning. That's great. If your house gets started at 5 o'clock in the morning,
mm-hmm.
more power to you. But guess what?
I'm
on vacation.
Yeah, I think the parents are a lot to blame on that because you should be aware of your environment.
Right, right, exactly. Be aware of your environment because
courteous and conscientious of others.
Right, because I'm on vacation.
Yeah.
I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and I don't like it.
Right.
If your family gets up and they like it, great. But I'm on vacation, motherfucker.
Yeah. See, I'm on. I'm totally with you. Like the other day, I got up and. Was getting ready to leave for work at like 7:20, and I went to hit the unlock button on my car keys. I accidentally hit the lock one twice, and it did the horn honk, like the setting the alarm, and I felt bad that my car half honked once at 7:30 a.m., and I was like, oh man, I hope I didn't bother anybody. So yeah, there's no way in hell I would let my kids run around a public place at that time of morning.
Right.
Because, one, I'd want to be sleeping.
I think all of our kids in public, because I think I've been in public with all of our kids in some aspect. I think.
Yeah.
And we have good kids.
The worst, pouting, that's usually about. And that doesn't affect other people much.
No, but, yeah, but I'm the same way, too, because,
yeah.
You know, don't pout. It's,
yeah.
If anybody's going to pout, it's me and I have a good reason. I will be your hobby, your daddy. Whoa. I will be the one who loves you till the end of time.
All right. Well, that was fun.
It's always fun.
Do you want to have some more fun?
Yes. All right. Are you doing all right?
I'm pretty buzzed. What is that song about? I so closely relate it to the game that we play on the show.
It's a song that says, hey, let's be there for each other. You say you, say me. Let's say it together.
I totally remember that. It came out in the 80s, right?
Sure. Lionel?
And I remember that growing up, and I remember the song. But I as a kid, you don't think of what a song means. But now I'm like, what the fuck does that song even mean?
We should have him on the song Inside and Out. Is he
good
alive?
Luck.
Yeah. Is he alive? Oh, fuck. I can get him. If I've got to ask if he's alive, I can get him on the show.
He went country, I think, recently.
Lionel?
Yeah, he did a country album.
Him and Hootie and the Blowfish?
Yeah, not together, though.
Okay.
They're just trying to be the new Charlie Pride.
Just a couple of black dudes doing country music.
Say you, say me.
Twang.
All right, say you, say me. That's Jason. One of Jason's favorite games. What do you say?
I would say it's in my top 35 of the favorite games.
Okay. Why don't you go over the rules?
Jesus.
Here are the rules.
Okay. This is a game where two people play at a time, where they look deep, deep into the each other's eyes, which I would say is the soul the window to the soul, the eyes.
Okay.
And we count down. We say it together, naturally. 3, 2, 1. And then we say one word or one, you know, limited word phrase. And then we look and we think, what is what you say and what I say? What is the word in between?
Sure.
And then we count down again, and we keep doing that until we say the same word or the same, you know, limited word phrase, and then we win. And then we keep track of how many times this happens, and ultimately there will be a winner decided based on how short of a time it gets us. It takes us to get there.
All right. Well, usually we play with more people, but
I know it's a big concern of yours right now.
But we'll play it anyway. We'll give it a try. So we're going to start with Dustin and Jason. You guys are pretty good at this game.
Okay.
So why don't we go ahead and start it off?
I will say once we say three, and then we're supposed to say a word. If one of us pauses, that person loses. The person who pauses loses.
So it's, the object is to get the same word in the shortest amount of time.
Yeah, and eventually we should be going 3, 2, 1, word.
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, and I keep it going. But if we need to kind of take a second to take it all in, we can do that.
Right.
So why don't you and I take a second, since you and I, Dustin, will be doing this together first.
Yep.
Let's get a word together that we think. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you there?
I'm there.
Okay. I'm there too, I think.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Are you ready, Blake?
I'm ready.
All right. On the count of three. Three, two, one. Gorilla.
Hand towel.
You say hand towel?
You said hand towel.
I did.
Now, in a previous episode, we interviewed a gorilla. I can't begin to think where hand towel comes into play.
All right, that's why I'll keep track.
I'm going to make a giant leap on what I'm going to say next. Right, you ready? Three, two, one.
Thrift store.
Thrift store jism. All right. Are you keeping track, Blake, of the number of times?
I'll keep track.
All right. Ready?
Three.
Thrift store and jism. What word is in between thrift store and jism?
I know.
You know?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
I bet if I do this with him right now, I bet we can get
Please,
it.
Please, take it over. Take it over, yeah.
Ready?
I don't know if I am. The way you're looking at me.
Jism.
He's very confident.
And what would you say? Thrift shop. Okay?
Yeah.
Three, two, one. Macklemore.
Holy shit. I was seriously thinking. What does jism have to do with Macklemore, though? Anything? I was fucking thinking that too. We could have had a three-way. We could have brought on the apocalypse with a three-way. Say you, say me.
I guess I shouldn't have stole that. I'm sorry. No, I was just really,
that's
really
awesome.
I was thinking of the racist hand towels that used to be at your thrift store, and you said gorilla, and I'm like, oh my god, that's perfect.
Okay. Who wants to go? Basically, me and Dustin just went, and we went and we did it all. No,
that's okay.
Me and Jason, I'll start. You keep track for us.
Okay.
That way we can solely focus.
Right. Do it.
Another sponsor for this episode is Minicam. Minicam.com for all your vidya needs.
All right, ready? You got a word?
Yes.
I just communicated to you through my eyes what I'm thinking of.
And I didn't do it back.
Ready?
Yep. Three, two, one, abortion.
Minicam. Oh. Minicam and abortion.
Oh, boy.
Okay,
so many possibilities this could go.
An abortion. Taking a fetus's life.
The size of Texas. We are... All right.
Hold on. I think I have it. Hold on. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
You ready?
Three, two, one. Lawsuit. Sponsor. Sponsor and lawsuit.
Sponsor and lawsuit. Okay, I have
it. I think we're further away than we
were. Oh, we're getting further away for sure. Do you have an idea?
What is it? Sponsor and lawsuit.
Whoops. Lawsuit, yeah. Hold on. I'm so drunk that I'm forgetting what I just thought. What was this? Lawsuit and...
Sponsor.
Sponsor. I got it.
I had it, and I lost it now. Lawsuit and sponsor. Okay, I'm ready.
Three, two, one. Legal troll.
Patent troll and LegalZoom. I know what I'm going to say.
Okay, all right, ready? Three, two, one. Lawyer.
WTF.
You know what? That was my fault. I should have said WTF.
Okay.
So I have lawyer and WTF.
I'm ready.
Three, two, one. Mark
Brenna
Maron.
Van Susteren.
What? You're sabotaging this because we're on the same team.
Listen up, y'all. It's a sabotage.
I should have said Mark Maron, but instead I said Greta Van Susteren.
I don't even know who that is.
Of course you don't. Jason.
I'm sorry.
Jason is losing it.
Greta Van Susteren.
And Mark Maron.
I've got it. Are you ready? Greta Van Susteren is a television a personality who is a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
She's been featured on such shows such as Space Ghost Coast to Coast.
Okay.
That's my limited knowledge.
And Maron.
And Mark Maron.
Three, two, one. Boomer.
Interview. Okay.
Boomer interview.
Boomer and interview. Okay.
Three, two, one. Garage. Mark Mark Maron in a garage. Super simple.
Three, two, one.
Podcast.
WTF.
God damn you.
Shit.
WTF and podcast.
I don't. Okay. WTF and podcast. I think there's only one thing that could be said. And just I mean, completely unrelated. We can go back and say things we've already said. Ready?
Three, two, one.
Greta Van Susteren.
WTF.
How many is that?
Nine.
We got one more chance.
Nine.
The mercy rule is about ready to take effect.
So podcast. What was it? Mark Maron.
WTF.
And, okay.
Three, two, one. Boomer.
Podcast. Fuck you.
Hey, you did it. On number 11,
two,
you both said
one,
fuck you. All right. It took 11, but you got there.
Wow.
Took 11.
Very unrelated, too. Podcast, then came fuck you. So good job, guys.
That was rough. Man.
As much time as we spent together, that's a real letdown.
Yeah, we...
First time Greta Van Susteren's been mentioned on Say You, Say Me. Probably the last time.
Okay, so you and Jason have went.
Yeah,
and
we
Jason
finished.
So we got to do it again.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Ready?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Greta Van Susteren. That was a sabotage.
I'm ready when you are.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Get myself together here. All right, ready?
Yep.
Three, two, one. Freckles. Freckles and Lipson.
Okay.
I got it.
Three, two, one. Downloads.
Sex with Heather.
Oh, okay.
Downloads and sex with Heather.
Three.
Oh.
What?
I wasn't ready.
Okay, sorry.
Sex with Heather and downloads.
Yep.
Okay. Three.
Two. Four and three and two and one.
And when I'm on the mic, the suckers run.
The women come.
I get it. I got it. I know I'm good. My rhyme's all right. You wish you would.
I did it like this. I
did
it like
that.
I did it with the wiffle ball, bad boy. All right. I just wanted some Beastie Boys again.
We had
said sabotage.
Sex with Heather.
Sex with Heather.
And downloads?
Downloads, yeah.
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Drunken
iTunes.
Lullaby. Okay. Drunken Lullabies and iTunes. Three, two, one.
New and noteworthy.
Oh, wow. Very good.
Whoop, whoop. That's a fun little game you can play with your sisters at home.
And if you're Jason's daughter, sister's from another mister.
Naturally,
say it together.
That's the only way I say things. I'm going to say some things naturally right now.
All right, do it.
All right, how about a release schedule? Is that natural enough for you? Huh? Is it? All right. Episode 251, Lightning in a Bottle, is now available. Episode 252, hashtag Head Lice Matters, is now available. And episode 254, our next episode, inevitably titled Jimmy, the most unorthodox Greek, will be available on Friday, June 24th. And don't forget, Monday, June 20th, is National Hollerin' Contest Day. Sure, the lost art of hollerin' is a sophisticated vocal tradition that served as a means of long-distance communication between individuals in days of yore. But what about hootin'? Where's hootin's day? What am I missing?
Oh.
Who put that up there?
Phillips.
Of course he did. We have a long-standing joke about that fucking Frankenstein movie with Robert De Niro and how he hates cholera. Holy shit.
You just got memed.
Pull that back up. You've been memed. All right. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, it's fine. I just had to see what the hubbub was about. Also,
there's always a lot of... You know what's really funny also is when you go back and watch this video, there's a big giant black penis behind you in frame.
What is that?
It looks like a big black penis. Look.
That shirt looks like a giant cock in the background?
Come here, look.
Well, I'll be if it doesn't look like a giant black cock in the background.
Am I massaging it?
There you go. Work it to completion, Dustin.
All right. Also on Monday, June 20th, is World Jugglers Day. Who the hell is big enough to juggle the world? This holiday is some bull-ass shit.
Who's that? What was the god that wore that?
Atlas.
Atlas, yeah.
That's what thing that has maps.
Ephesus.
And don't forget to contact...
Adele?
Sisyphus?
1, 2, 3.
Sisyphus, Adele. And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions. And they will be read live! And if you like what you hear, it was in bold. It was in bold. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review in iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. And if you don't like what you hear,
suck my dick.
Then fuck a deer.
A bit bad about ribble.
Have sexual intercourse with a doe.
A deer.
A doe.
Female deer.
Ray, a drop of golden sun.
Me, a name I call myself. Far. A long, long way to run. So, a needle pulling thread.
The next one.
That follows so. And that brings us back to
Dope. Wow.
What a great song.
Oddly enough, that's the second time I have sung that on this show.
Right, with Molly, right?
I think so. Yeah.
Woot-a-doot-a-do.
Woot-a-doot-a-do, exactly. Call back.
Folks, it's been a pleasure. It's been fun. I hope you've been insulted. I hope you have laughed.
Fuck you.
I hope you've cried. And I hope you check us out on YouTube at PiaVision. I'm going to put this one up. I wore my teeth. I got to put it up. And I got to have you guys singing. We had some multi-camera angles. Again, this is all made possible by our good friends at minicam.com. Jason, is there anything you would like to plug?
I know it'll break your heart if I don't, so I will say...
Don't break my heart.
No, it's unbreak my heart.
Say you'll plug Couch Pilots forever.
Every Monday on the FCF Network, you hear them. We've never been on News and Noteworthy.
Are you one of the eight
people?
We got
30 downloads a day.
30 a day is not bad over the course of a week.
Are you one of the eight people that enjoys IBWIP? Well, also, you will enjoy Couch Pilots, also by the FCF Network. It is a show that Blake and I do just on the DL, just a couple of bros hanging out talking about...
Disabled list. We do a podcast if we're on the disabled list or not.
That's right. We're on the disabled list with our good friend DSJ, and we're talking about television pilots that only had one episode. Things that maybe you saw 10, 20, 30 years ago, once in the summer, and it was never shown again, or maybe it was never shown at all. But we are
shining a golden nugget.
We shine a spotlight on it. 1,000 lumens are directed directly at this failed pilot that never went anywhere, And we're saying, you know what? Let's bring this to the surface. Let's put some light on it. Let's shed a little information on it. And we talk about it for like an hour, hour and a half. It's a lot of fun.
What's a DSJ?
It stands for Down Syndrome John. It's our buddy who works on the tarmac. And you know what? He provides an excellent service for us by directing us as we take flight, because Couch Pilots is made in the fashion of an airplane flight. The boarding, the taking off, the, you know, reaching our maximum altitude, crashing into a side of a mountain. And he directs
or a building.
Us, and he just, and you know what? The guy who directs us, he just so happens to have Down syndrome. So what?
I don't. To me, he is cementing his place in society and doing a great job.
It affects one out of 10 people. Who cares?
And for those people that are offended by that, I'm sorry.
Up your butts.
With a coconut.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Up your ear with rubber gear.
Sweat hog style. So check out Couch Pilots.
Couch Pilots.
Check out Snake Sniggle on FCFnetwork.com. Oh, there's Molly. Molly, would you like to say hi to the folks at home?
No.
Not at all.
No.
She couldn't
Denied.
Be less interested in her husband's hobby.
Dustin.
Yeah.
You feel free to just undo that top button when you get here.
Man, the Dapcaster has to keep it professional.
I know, but I look underdressed.
I'm the Paul F. Tompkins of the FCF Network.
Yikes.
I'm the Paul F.
Oh my God, there's a sweaty child. Speaking of no napkins.
Sweaty child.
Sweaty child.
Sweaty child.
Do you have anything you'd like to promote real quick?
You know, you've probably heard me mention it before. I have a podcast called Drunken Lullabies on the network. Yeah, we were new and noteworthy. Back when we were new. No, we just drink beer with me and my buddy Beer Mansky. He's an overgrown child. And we just sit around and talk crap. We hang out with our friends. We're sponsored by Distill Brewery in Bloomington. And yeah, we play great music. Recently, Alternative Press did an article about the top 10 bands to check out at Riot Fest this year, like bands you need to check out. Well, guess what? Two of them, already bands of the week on Drunken Lullabies. So I'm ahead of the curve. I know good music.
Blake and I just did an episode. We did a couple episodes last night of Couch Pilots, and we mentioned Drunken Lullabies because on a very popular podcast. No, we weren't. It was it was like either WTF, he was interviewing someone, or like Adam Carolla. Someone was interviewing somebody, and they had mentioned Beach Slang, which was on the very first episode.
That was our first band of the week, our inaugural band of the week.
So what were the two bands, if I can ask, that were mentioned on the list that you had talked about?
Oh, the first one was A Will Away, and second was a band that actually did an episode with me in Bloomington at Distill's Brewery. I drank with the band Microwave.
Awesome.
They were on the show as guests.
That is so fucking
and
cool.
And they are one of the bands that is featured on this list. So,
awesome. So fucking
Drunken
cool.
Drunken Lullabies guests are featured on a list. So there you go.
What else could you possibly
also,
ask for?
Also, Drunk Landy. He will be appearing at Riot Fest on a side stage. I'm not sure what he's going to be doing, but no.
He's playing?
No. I'm just saying he's the third one that's...
Okay.
Watch out for him. He's big things coming.
All righty, folks. Hey, it's been a pleasurable experience. I've enjoyed myself, and I hope you've enjoyed yourself as well. Have a safe Mashapadaba. Make sure you're in by 11.
You haven't been drinking, have you?
He's given up the English language.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to FCFnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com.
you're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.